Brett, did you have like a personal relationship with Tom? And if so, what was your personal reaction to what happened? And then what was your sort of professional reaction to what's happened as far as what it means for the Jets?
I didn't really have a person. I mean, of course, I know Tom. The last time I talked with him, he called me last year when I broke the record for touchdown passes and congratulated me. And, our relationship was really nothing more than that, but I got a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he's done, and felt bad for him. I mean, that's one of those injuries. It's a freak injury. It could happen to anyone, but the thing is, a guy who's been that steady and consistent for a long time, and I know that people think, oh, okay, Tom's down. Wow, this team's in trouble. How many times have we seen this with the Patriots? Now, I know it's Tom, but that's the same thing I said with Bledsoe. You can't replace Tom. It's not going to happen. Guy's been outstanding, but you can't overcome. And that was really my professional reaction. I mean, it's a shame. It's unfortunate, but they'll be fine. I mean, they've always been fine. And when he comes back, he'll be as good as ever.
Brett, being with the Jets, you bring to them a certain philosophy in how you've played your football. They have a certain offensive philosophy. How is it that you meshed both? I mean, do they have to? Have they brought in some things or done some things to go with what you are as a quarterback? And do you have to do some things as a quarterback to go with what their offensive philosophy is?
I think both. I think there's a meet in the middle philosophy here. They obviously made a trade for me because of the way I played over my career and the fact that they still think I can play at a high level, which I believe too. This offense is obviously different from what I'm used to. And I've got 17 years under my belt of something totally different. So, and talking with Mike Tannenbaum through this whole process, he's like, Brett, we're making this deal for you because you will make plays that maybe other guys obviously wouldn't attempt, and we're willing to take that chance. I mean, we're hoping to take it to the next level. And the thing is, I mean, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I think I give him credit, whether it's me or someone else, that he is willing to take that chance. And this team is willing to take that chance, that's all I can offer. And I think Eric and I have had this conversation numerous times, and Brian Schottenheimer. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And in some ways, that game the other day was a perfect example of that. I didn't play very well from an overall standpoint. It was enough to win. I have to play much better. I'm still learning this offense, and we're trying to scale back but also add at the same time, if that makes sense, how we're trying to call things and make it simpler for me to leave the huddle and know what we're doing and focus more on what they're doing. And that's kind of been the problem we face with, because we're having to do it. I mean, we're playing regular season games right now. But in that process, what I get from our guys here is, Brett, play your game. Whatever that may be, play your game. Obviously, the little things that you hear week in, week out, take care of the ball, calculated risk, know when not to do certain things, all hold true. I don't even need to be told that. They all hold true. But also, Brett, play your game. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, the last thing I want to do is come here, obviously, and play bad, poorly. I want to give this team the best chance to win, whatever that may take.
Brett,
I know you don't want to give away secrets to the other opposition here, but as a quarterback, what kind of advice would you give to Matt Castle going into his first start? And, obviously the nerves are going to be there. It's a big divisional game on the road. And what do you remember of when you were first thrust into your position with the Packers when Majewski went down?
Well, I don't think I'm in a position really to give Matt Castle that much advice. I think he's following in the footsteps of somebody who's been pretty damn good. And he obviously handled himself well the other day. So, He's probably going to tell you guys he's ready. He's worked for this opportunity, and that's all true. And I think he'll do fine. But like for me, I think every guy who's ever had their first start, there was no person that I can think of who was ever more raw than me. I mean, I'd never really played in a passing offense. I was always in an option style offense and was asked to do things that normal starting quarterbacks in this league were never asked to do. I blocked and you name it. And so, I was really learning on the run. I had a lot of talent, but was very raw. Didn't know how to use it. I mean, to me, if a guy was double covered or triple covered, it didn't matter. I could throw it through him. And, you know, I mean, the precision part of my game didn't come till later, where I started just kind of reading defenses and looking at it from a different perspective. And a lot of that was due to Mike Holmgren. But I think Matt Castle is ready to accept this role. I think he did great the other day, and I don't see any reason why he doesn't continue to play well.
Very quickly, and obviously a final question, and we know you have to run. What's your thoughts about the Patriots' defense that you're going to go against on Sunday?
I think they're damn good. We played them a couple of years ago in Green Bay. I didn't make it to halftime, but, it goes without saying that Vrabel and Teddy and Rodney make that defense go as far as, knowing the scheme, getting guys lined up, the savviness. I mean, it's outstanding, but they're front guys, and I know AD is a friend of mine and Southern Miss guy, hell of a player, and it goes on down the line. I mean, their defensive line is as good as anybody in football, and not to mention they have probably the smartest defense in football. And, you're not going to outsmart them. You got to outplay them. That's easier said than done.
Thanks, Brett.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
All right.